When you and I were young, McGee, was there ever a show like Old Jubilee? Aye, yes indeed, this is Jubilee, guys and gals. And we come riding in on a riff and a song to make the next 30 a happy one. You can bet your voted books. This is Gene Norman giving out with the occasional this and that, and otherwise setting up things so stuff will be amusing and not confusing. Taking a run down the fine list of tops of the best for today, we find a great band led by Benny Carter, the soft and soothing voice of Peggy Lee, the favorite vocalist of Europe's AFN, Johnny Desmond, the bouncy triplets of rhythm, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, hyperthiamated gang of song-sang, the Pied Pipers, and occasional interruptions by Will Scott.
Did you say Will Scott?
Yes, I said Will Scott.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not supposed to interrupt until page 3.
Well, I wanted to rehearse the last line of the script. The last one over here.
The last line? Why the last line?
It's the best line in the show.
Okay, go right ahead and rehearse.
Thank you, Gene. Well, we're late, folks, so good night.
Play, Benny, play. Monday, that was Benny Carter and men billowing out with the Heady and Steady on Jump Call. Well, we've got the hall in a good mood, so let's gather all the pretty rosebuds in one basket and toss them out at you in the person of beautiful and blonde Peggy Lee.
Thank you, Gene. I'd like to send this little hello to all the fellows listening in on the bedside network of the Walter Reed General Hospital in Washington, D.C. With Dave Barber moving the beat and Benny and the boys rocking gently, here's a bit of confection called Sugar. Sugar, I call my baby my sugar. Never maybe my sugar, that sugar baby of mine. He's granulated funny. He never asks for my money. All that I give him is honey that he can get anytime. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, because he's sweeter than sugar candy to me. He's confectionery sugar. Never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm so sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, because he's sweeter than sugar candy to me. He's confectionery sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm so sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine. And he's not rushing, that sugar baby of mine.
Ah, thank you, Peggy Lee. That's the stuff you gotta watch. And here's some more of the same multiplied by four. And all that introduction points to the fine and mellow voices of the Pied Pipers.
Occupied Pipers. That shook us deep down to our size 11 gray suede special made. Would you like to meet the Pipers here and now? Well, let's let them take bows. First, there's the beautiful gal who sings front and center, June Hutton. And then reading from right to left, it's Hal Hopper, Chuck Lowry, and Clark Yoakam. And those dear people are the Pipers. Well, now we got some other kind of Pipers up here waiting to pick up their horns and lead you chilling back home. We're talking about the band of Benny Carter with Benny and his great alto saxophone. Here is something special to feature our very solid friend of old Jubilee. It's Benny Carter and A Prelude to a Kiss. That's what we mean when we talk about the good and gone alto of Mr. Benny Carter. Say, Benny, several months have gone by since you've planted your notes and measures on Hot Horn Hall. Where have you been and what you've been doing?
Well, Gene, I've been hiding out up in my little shack up in the Hollywood Hills practicing and composing. I come down in town every now and then for supplies and go right back up where it's quiet and peaceful.
I see. You brave the maddening crowd only occasionally, eh? Well, doesn't anyone ever come up to see you?
Yeah, the good humor man.
Selling ice cream, eh?
Ice cream? Is that what he sells? No. This guy sits on his truck and tells jokes. Then he goes back to hear command performance for a refill.
Well, maybe we should get him on Jubilee with his jokes.
Well, personally, I'd rather hear some music.
Well, so would I, Benny. Got any suggestions?
Why, sure. I have three suggestions, Gene.
And what may they be, Benny?
Al Viola, Lloyd Pratt, and Paige Cavanaugh, which means the Paige Cavanaugh Trio.
Walking my baby is sighting up home. Owls go by and they give me their eye. Walking my baby back home. We stop for a while. She gives me a smile and snuggles her head to my chest. We start to pet, and that's what I get. Her powder all over my vest. After I kind of straighten my tie, she has to borrow my coat. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby back.
Paige Cavanaugh, Al Viola, and Lloyd Pratt. The Paige Cavanaugh Trio walking their baby back home. Gentlemen, don't get up to go because, well, you can give a good backing for our next guest on the hall. Here is a fine gentleman who did the vocals with the late Major Glenn Miller in Europe. One of the rising young singers of today, Johnny Desmond.
Thank you, fellas. I'd like to sing this tune for the good people who stay on the beam of the American Forces Network in Europe. You know, that's where I got my start, so from these United States, here's a musical Have You Been called I'll Close My Eyes. I'll close my eyes to everyone but you. See you standing there, I walk my heart to any other place. I'll never say yes to a new love affair.
Johnny. The very efficient chords and fill-ins were by the Paige Cavanaugh Trio. Let's leave now.
Excuse me, Gene. We're way, way, way past page three.
So?
Well, I had a scheduled interruption back there, but I couldn't make it.
Well, where were you?
Well, that girl, Peggy Lee, was hanging on to me.
Hanging on to you? Well, didn't you like that?
I should live so... No. Her hair tickled my nose.
No.
Yes, and besides that, she tried to lure me against my will.
Against your will?
Yeah, she wanted me to take her to a movie.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. I've seen a movie.
So, what happened?
Well, she wanted some corn, so I popped her one.
Now, look, Will, that's no way to treat a beautiful gal. Haven't you ever been in love?
Sure, when I was 15.
Oh, that wasn't real love. That was puppy love.
Yeah, you can say that again. Puppy love. We sat on the back porch. She scratched my head, and I licked her hand.
Well, let's get back with it now. Where's that interruption you were talking about?
Oh, interruption, yes. I just knock like they do on the Jack Benny show, and you say come in.
Okay, let's try it.
Knock, knock, knock.
Come in.
Yes, Mr. Norman.
That's right.
You know this is National Dog Week.
Well, why are you so happy?
I'm a flea.
Thank you, Will Scott. Okay, men, hold everything. Lean way back and prepare for a fine relax. Soften down to a hush for a beautiful crush. Who else but Peggy Lee? I'll let the good notes fall around Hothorn Hall as Peggy sings one of her own compositions. It's called What More Can a Woman Do?
If he told me that I should see you, I guess I would, the way I feel. For this is one thing I know is real. What more can a woman do? And if he told me that I should lie, I guess at least I'd have to try. 'Cause it's for him I live or die. What more can a woman do? Just another story of Jim or Bill or Joe. But when you really love your man, you gotta let him know. If he told me that I should leave, that's only one thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? It's just another story of Jim or Bill or Joe. But when you really love your man, you gotta let him know. If he told me that I should leave, that's only one thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? What more
can a woman do? Indeed, Peggy Lee, what more can a woman do? That spun us and won us like a supercharged bingo wheel, which is a great intro to the last burner on this merry jubilee. It's Benny Carter and Man lighting up with Somebody Loves Me. Well, Thank you, Betty Carter, for that tone poem and jazz. Well, the cogs are beginning to take a run out and the belt is down and out, which means it's time to put a lid on this mess of porridge, sweet and hot. But let's hear from you. What you want and how you want it. Just write Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. This is Gene Norman saying goodbye, good luck, and we'll be waiting for you. This program was arranged in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.